the bell tolls. Outside in the wind, there's something hiding in the cornfield. And unluckily for the farmer, it's far worse than what a storm yield. He wakes in the morning to find a curious pattern of stalks flattened, and the rings remind his children of Saturn. It's just a prank what they tell him, and he believes it himself. But whoever's been doing it has been expertly employing stealth. This couldn't have been the first, and he doubts that it's the last. And if he catches ass, the culprit will be flattened out himself. That night, the farmer's wife tucks in the children, the smallest one who's building something he saw next to their building. He tells her he saw it earlier hovering outside the window. She comments on his new friend, and the boy says it's not a friend, though. The oldest daughter can't keep still. What is it? What's wrong, Jill? She gets out of bed and says, Mama, I don't want to be killed. The mother is shocked and blames it on the oldest. Watching the show, she's banned. How many times has he been told this? She scolds him. And that's when the light came down from the heavens. But Julie wasn't religious, and she didn't even believe in 3/7. It blinded her for a moment and filled her mind with white noise and one word. Now the light was gone and she gave a sigh of relief. Though something inside her soul still felt something like grief, or something that didn't register even under subconscious. And oh well, she went down to the kitchen for something to eat. Her husband was in a huff, saying something about lights in the sky, and he died before those pranks were struck again. And that wasn't a lie. You saw it, right? He was now referring to the light. She says, you're being ridiculous. He says it was quite a sight.
Something's not right. Julie looks at the light on the stove in the kitchen and gasps with the fright, while her husband's upstairs checking up on the children.
Wait. 15 miles to the west, and at best 10 days later, the mayor of Emmettville calls an associate and asks for a favor. His teeth stained from the tobacco, half an inch from the receiver, calls in his assistant and sweats a little bit until he sees it. Meanwhile, a man writes a source in the town. It's been 10 days since anyone under 10's been found. 6 days since he's heard the sick sound of his wife's silence as she drowned. Walked right into the lake in her evening gown. The man looked around and then he frowned. What he saw wasn't the village that he remembered. Cars had been ripped apart, an unidentifiable animal had been dismembered, and shop fronts mercilessly pillaged. This was no longer a home, more like a war zone where the man could spell December. Around the corner, something stirred. Off flew a bird, then 10 more. And something freaky was going on, but who could they send for? Cars were useless, electricity wouldn't run. Whoever they were against, it seemed they had won. In front of the mayor's office door lay the charred remains of Jennifer in a heap on the floor. And though no one ever bothered to stop and ask anymore, the frame was more than willing to explain the figure from before. He walked through him, its gray skin loose on his bones, nearly 48 inches with the eyes the size of stones. He pulled out a machine unlike the frame had ever seen and set it down on the table and remained deaf to all the screams. Device that resembles something like a cross between a television and a vice. And despite all the mayor's protests and pleas for discourse, it appeared that the stranger cared not a bit. He took the apparatus, looked it to the mayor, flipped another switch, and watched as the man's body was turned to dust. Until it seemed nothing was left. Then he took the device and left, the room of all life bereft. The frame stayed where it was, unable to move as always, just watching. He had quite liked it, even if she did do naughty things with the mayor on the other side of the door. Even if everyone else called her a whore, she was the only one that noticed. Jeremy hadn't slept since he saw his mother days ago. Under familiar covers, his sister Blubber's over in the corner. Jeremy loved the latter, hated the former. Where had they been taken? Why had they been forsaken? There were hundreds here and they were all shaking. Where was his father? Why hadn't his brother woken up? And why bother to keep going with his family all broken up? Defend. One insists that the other is only here as a friend, and two believe that he's crazy, and for them this could be the end. Watch, 8:32 p.m. The farmer creeps to the left, the deputy takes a breath, and the third man starts to step. The stranger attempts to bend. The stranger to Hades the farmer sends. The third man wears wears chucks and a sport coat. His glasses flimsy, lenses of red and blue cellophane. He's pissed. He had hoped that the farmer would miss. He stands above the stranger, tall and thin, skin of a greenish hue, blood of blue spilling on the floor. With his last breath, he hands the man a device. The man in glasses explains that this device was going to get the kidnapped people back, that no one, in fact, was killed.
No one was killed
except the man responsible for saving everyone. Responsible for saving.
We'll be right back.
To hear
WCBN
WCBN
WCBN 88.3 FM. Radio Zilla lives there, and Rodan and Mondro and Kinkidro.
Computer,
tell us, computer, where is Radio Zilla?
Computer, come on.
Radio Sundays Zilla. From 2 until
Radio
3
Zilla.
p.m.
You'll hear a wide variety of modern music from East Asia only on WCBN FM.
If you work for peace, stop paying for war. For more information, call the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee at 1-800-269-7464. That's 1-800-269-7464.
Listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. My name is Paul, here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. Hearing now from Steven Vicciello and Steve Roden from their new release on Room 40 called The Spaces Contained in Each. We just heard from Hero Cone with Recall from a tape called Fallen Angels. We heard Future 3 with August from their album With and Without, new on the Moore Music label. We heard Feral with Mirror from the Ghostly Swim 2 compilation, which is a free download from Ghostly International and Adult Swim. Repeated Measures before that with After Parties from the LP Collapse. Hans with the History of Neon Reducer, which I guess was a Bandcamp release. I don't seem to find it online right now. I think that's the second release that I've played something before, which has been taken off Bandcamp and is not findable anymore. Because the internet is slippery like that. Before that, Signor Benedictum Mor with A2 Onality Plus from Signor Benedict's Spooky Readers Theater. A super limited tape on Deathbomb Arc, which I think is also a free Bandcamp download. Fujako before that with Sidewalk State of Mind from Exobel, which is a free release on the Angstrom label. Mixo Rap before that with Writing with a Pen from the DMR tape on People's Potential Unlimited. This guy was doing weird electro hip hop in DC in the 80s. And this tape came out last year and made some waves. I'm not sure how old these recordings are. Fact Magazine included it in their top albums of the year list. I don't think it's a reissue, but just because it's not a reissue doesn't mean that it wasn't recorded 30 years ago. So who knows? But it's called Mixo Rap. And it's only available on cassette, and it's really, really tinny. Before that, we heard Grasshopper with Inverted Cross of Satanic Justice from the album Dark Sabbath, Symbols of Evil, out on the House of Mountain label. Before that, Wold with Inner Space Infirmary from the album Post Social. And Iowa with Just from the album Lua. It's time for events information. Today is Saturday, January 10th. The NAM Center for Korean Studies presents Miss Granny at the Michigan Theater at 10 p.m., a South Korean comedy drama film about a woman in her 70s who magically finds herself in the body of her 20-year-old self after having her picture taken at a mysterious photo studio. I wasn't dead asleep after not getting any sleep because I'm doing radio all night, I would go see that. But I'm going to be asleep. Or just waking up. Monday, January 12th, the Maltese Falcon is playing at the Michigan Theater at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 13th, WCBN Free Night of the Movies presents Elvis Presley and Elvis Presley in Kissin' Cousins, a film where he plays two characters. And yeah, that's pretty much all I've heard about it, is that it's really, really terrible. But it could be funny, right? So that's Tuesday, January 13th at Arbor Brewing Company at 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 14th, The Power of the Public, UM Ford School of Public Policy, Power Center at 4 p.m. University of California and Barack Obama's first Secretary of Homeland Security speaks. Wednesday, January 15th, the Penny Stamps Lecture Series restarts for the winter, and David Turnley will be speaking at the Michigan Theater at 5:10 p.m. Thursday, January 15th through Sunday, January 18th, Ann Arbor Civic Theater presents the new musical Bonnie and Clyde at the Lydia Mendelson Theater at 8 p.m. Friday, January 16th, the University Lowbrow Astronomers present The Mini Bang, How Studies at the CERN Large Hadron Collider Inform Us About the Big Bang. That's at Angel Hall at 7:30. Sunday, January 18th, Herb David Guitar Studio Owner discusses the history of the studio, which is now called The Dancing Dog, and that is at the Dancing Dog Gallery at 2 p.m. And I think that's all I'm going to read for now. Events Info is brought to you by Current Magazine, Ann Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events Info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Oh, I meant to turn on the microphone so I could yawn, but I turned down my music, so then you heard my yawn and no music. It's 4:37 in the morning. I've been here since midnight. I'm tired, but I'm going to be here till 6 a.m. And hopefully you're going to enjoy every last minute of my show. As I do. You are listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. My show is called The Answer is in the Beat. And it's on every Saturday from 3 to 6 a.m. right here on 88.3 WCBN.org, WCBN FM Ann Arbor. And I'm not sure what I'm going to play next, but I'll be good. So keep it locked. WCBN, The Answer is in the Beat. Stay tuned. You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul. This is The Answer Is The Beat. Here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theansweristhebeat.net. But I've been here since midnight. We just heard Clara Lewis, daughter of Graham Lewis of Wire, with Masuic 1 from her recent 12-inch called Masuic. Nebula before it with Go Of Me Live from his most recent cassette, Accidents. Monkopf with The Stars Are Falling from their most recent album, Hades. Vessel with Anima from most recent album, Punish Honey.